Alrighty, welcome back, you guys. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Danny.
And we're back to, well, we've changed the name. We're no longer Random Talks. We decided to go with the John Dan Podcast.
Yeah, pretty basic.
Yeah, pretty basic, pretty simple. It was
straightforward.
It was a name that we picked earlier in the year when we made this, but we just decided that it just felt right, you know.
And John, it's been a while since we've been on this podcast.
It's been a long while.
It's been too long.
Too long. Life just happens, man.
Or I just be flaking.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I was trying to make you look nice in the spotlight, but you just, man.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
But anyway, so what we're going to start doing is we're going to cover some random, wacky news event that just happened somewhere in the world.
Because, there's always something going on in the world.
There's something always going on, yeah.
Oh, like this one, what is this right here?
Oh, okay, yeah. The title is McDonald's customer pulls gun when given ketchup instead of jelly.
First of all, I didn't even know they had jelly at McDonald's.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Do they have jelly?
Probably for breakfast time,
Oh, well, that makes sense. I don't like breakfast from McDonald's.
You don't like breakfast? I don't
But jelly, why would you eat jelly? Oh, pancakes.
Yeah, oh, true,
there
true.
You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, okay, so in Memphis, Tennessee, okay, authorities in Tennessee says, let's see, an irate woman pointed a gun at fast food workers because they gave her ketchup instead of jelly.
Dang.
Asia Vester, 20, was arrested Tuesday and charged with aggravated assault. Yeah, that's pretty aggravated. An unlawful possession of a weapon, news outlets are reporting. What kind of gun? Let's find out. According to a Memphis police affidavit. Ooh, man, it's been a while since I've Englished anywhere.
It's been a minute. Yeah, I can tell.
See, according to a Memphis police affidavit, Vester was in a drive-thru line of a McDonald's last week when she received her food and realized her request for jelly was either forgotten or unheeded. She instead received ketchup. Words were exchanged with several employees. Vester was accused of pulling out a gun and pointing it at employees, the affidavit says. Surveillance video led police to Vester. Since Vester is under 21, it is illegal for her to possess a weapon. Vester is scheduled to appear in court Wednesday. It is unclear whether she has an attorney to speak for her.
So she might go to jail because they gave her ketchup.
And she didn't get her jelly.
Hey, I can't blame her. It's not her. It's not. Hey, I wouldn't have done the same, but she wanted
I
one
asked for
thing.
Jelly
exactly.
And I got ketchup. You know, that's two
Is she really
things.
Wrong? No, okay, well, she maybe took it too. But you got to think about it.
You just have a habit for taking...
I like to take
the
both
other
sides.
Side.
I like to take both.
Both sides? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you're saying that she's in the
no,
right...
No, I'm not saying she's in the right. No, she's pretty dumb for that. Okay, well, first of all, don't they... No, they don't check guns, huh? They don't check your...
No.
I mean, you don't ever think no one's going to
carry
a gun.
No one's going to look at a drive-thru.
I mean, that's an honest mistake. You know how many times we could have done that? How many times that happens and like, they forgot... My order or...
Oh, okay. I was like... I thought you were talking about the gun for a second. I was like, what?
You know how many times that happens in life?
True, but,
So what if they would have given her, imagine the wrong order?
The wrong... Ooh, man.
Did she at least finish her food?
If she pulled a gun for jelly, imagine what happens if they didn't give her food.
What was she trying to eat, though?
I don't
That's
know.
That's the thing, too.
Let's see. McDonald's,
if
jelly.
She asked for jelly... What time was it? Does it say the time? Lunch?
Uh-uh. The report didn't say.
So I'm guessing if it's jelly, maybe I'm gonna just guess breakfast. But either way, you can't really justify that.
She wants to put jelly on her McChicken.
Yeah. Hey, some people want to do that.
You got mayonnaise and jelly.
Look, just jump to somewhere else. Uh-huh. I actually had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich burger.
Peanut butter and jelly. Ooh, that sounds
pretty
good though. With the cheese?
With the cheese.
And the mayonnaise?
No cheese.
Okay, no cheese.
No cheese, none of that. And then ice cream on the side. It's pretty
ice
good.
Ice cream.
It's in LA.
Ooh.
So, people do some weird things with jelly.
No, people just do weird things in LA.
Okay.
That's in LA.
I mean, they're good though.
No, that's pretty bomb.
That's
was
crazy.
It like a donut? Was it a donut? Was it a, what kind
no,
of?
No, it's just a regular, you choose your meat. It's called 50-50s burger.
Mm-hmm.
So
is it because you may or may not like it?
No, because they put 50-50, so it's 50% ground beef, 50% mm-hmm. ground bacon. So they put it all
Ooh.
In together. Yeah, it's good. It's pretty expensive.
Oh, okay, that makes sense now. Bacon with bacon jelly sounds
good.
So
wild. Then, the patty has bacon in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then on top they put bacon. Then they put peanut butter on the both sides of the bun.
Okay,
jelly, and then ice cream on the side. The ice cream's only you could put it on the burger or just eat it on the side. Either way is good. I was kind of skeptical of getting it because it was kind of expensive. And I was like, what if I don't like it and I just wasted my money
on it? How much you dropped on it?
It was like $35. Just a burger. For a peanut butter and jelly sandwich burger. But it kind of tastes good. Like, I kind of had that feeling. I don't know if people are aware.
Kind of, or did it taste good?
Okay, my bad. It really was good.
It was really good.
No, okay. Okay, let me. It wasn't like life-changing, but it was oddly good.
It was oddly good. Okay.
It was like... It's weird how it tastes pretty good. Like,
would the you combination, spend $35 again?
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would. It's because it's something different.
All right. Well, shout out to 50/50 Burger.
Send it over here.
Promotion over here. Yes. But if you guys hear this, please send.
Let's try it.
Yeah. Let's give it a go.
But no. It was pretty good. I liked it. I kind of had that feeling of, you know, the episode of SpongeBob when that guy had that peanut butter jelly on the burger.
Oh, you mean the jellyfish jelly?
There you go.
You just... stood up and started singing?
I felt like it.
Yeah?
It was that good.
It was that good, huh? Dang.
It was that good.
Okay. Let's see. As well as wacky news, you know, for California, this has been crazy rain as of lately.
Yeah.
The weather, I just got over 2 weeks of being sick. I was like, and not just like the achoo, I think I have a cold type of sick. I was like in bed.
Yeah, really. I think I'm getting sick right now.
I know. I got like a leftover cough now. Like, that's about all that's left, but I feel great now. But man, it was just horrible, dude.
And it's freezing cold. I hate this weather.
That's a bad combo right there. Rain and cold? No.
I hate the cold.
I think the first week when I was sick, I just... you know, you gotta go to work, you gotta run errands, you gotta do what you gotta do. So you put on a raincoat, but you don't expect... what the raincoat does is it blocks off
the rain.
It doesn't block off the cold as well.
No.
So me, I thought, I'm fine with just a raincoat. No, it was ridiculously cold, like, for California, and I could have sworn it was gonna snow.
Well, at least you know what's snowing by my house? A little bit. Mm-hmm. Not like, it was just like, there was snow on the ground and stuff.
Snow or ice.
It was... you know, it might have been nice. Whatever, I'll take it. It's the closest thing.
It might have been.
It's the closest thing I'm gonna get to snow, so I'm gonna call it snow.
Okay,
but
it was California snow.
Yeah.
But
at least you had an actual rain jacket. I, not knowing, it was cold. So I figured, you know what? I got a perfect jacket for this. I'm gonna use my windbreaker.
Oh.
Because I thought the windbreaker is supposed to, well,
break
the wind from me. At first I was like, okay, I'm doing pretty good. And then it started to rain, and then it got really cold.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, nah, this is, I got soaked.
Horrible combo right
there. Yeah, it was bad.
I mean, as far as weather goes, like, that's about as bad as it gets during the winter for California.
Out here,
when you got cold plus rain.
But we need the rain, so.
We do. We don't need the cold, though.
No, we don't need
keep
the cold.
But you like California. The cold. I like the cold, but not when it's raining.
Okay.
So, like, for me... I know. I think a couple of episodes ago we talked about heat versus cold.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the cold, and I'd rather it be cold than hot. But if it comes, when it comes down to rain,
just rain
as well, I prefer it to be warm and rainy rather than.
Oh, what?
Yeah, just go outside, take a shower right
there. That just feels super weird. I've never felt that. You felt that before?
No.
Okay.
My mom swears though that in the islands that's how.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, that's how it is.
That happens a lot. I wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't?
That just feels weird. That's like hot water just dripping over your head.
Well, it's not hot.
Okay,
it's
warm. I want it to be cold.
Why?
I don't know. I just would prefer it to be... It's normal for it to be cold, I think.
To be cold and rainy and gloomy.
Would you rather it snow or rain?
Oh. Oh, would you rather, huh?
Would you? I know we weren't doing this,
it's
but...
It's been a while since we asked that.
I know, I'm not...
Would you rather have it snow or rain? Me, personally, I would say rain because not a lot of us here in the Bay Area are equipped for snow weather.
Yeah, true.
Like, imagine trying to drive on an icy road. None of our tires are treaded.
We're not. We don't got no chains.
No chains on our tires. Like...
Yeah, we wouldn't be ready for that.
Honestly, my car has what's called summer tires.
Oh yeah,
they're not even good for the rain.
Oh really?
Yeah, they're big rimmed and they're the thin rubber, so they're made for, you know, for show and for, I don't know, I guess speeding.
Yeah, you're right. We
don't know. No, so we're not really well equipped. Back when I had my SUV, man.
Oh yeah, you would have done it. At least you had a better chance than this. Yeah.
Because even that one time, it happened last year in December. Yeah, around December time too. It iced or it hailed so bad. It almost looked like a snowstorm. Like, I have pictures from it from a while ago too. Like, it was just hailing for about maybe 5 minutes. But during that 5 minutes, it was just so intense. It started piling up on the roads. Cars are braking, but they're slight. You could hear the brakes, and you could hear them skid and slide. Like, it was scary.
Yeah, but
I'm driving like 5 miles an hour to get to the gym, and it, it was just everyone's panicking.
And then no one knows how to drive.
Yeah, no one knows how to drive normally in California. But when you throw some ice on there,
or water, it's just they forget chaos. How to drive.
They just forget how to drive. Everyone is hydroplaning. Everyone is skidding, man. And it's just not a good scene.
Yeah, no, I would pick rain.
Yeah.
I don't like snow.
Okay, but now, here, I guess here's the question. If you were equipped, snow or rain?
Probably the snow.
Yeah?
I feel like it'd be more fun to watch. More
snowball better, fights?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could do all that. You could do more than get wet.
Water ball fights.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that'd be better.
Imagine trying to do a snowman inside a puddle.
You see, how that wouldn't even work.
See, people would think
you're wet, and all your clothes are wet.
People would just think you're crazy at that point.
Yeah, they really would.
It's like, what is he doing? It's a snowman.
Okay.
Rain man.
What about another topic? What else you got? I was thinking, have you seen that new Tesla truck?
Oh, no.
And what do you think?
No.
I got my opinion on that.
That looks like an 80s sci-fi type of truck. What's your opinion?
That just looks terrible.
Yes.
I like the idea of it.
Of a Tesla truck.
I like the idea.
Yeah, so when I heard about a Tesla truck, I'm like, oh, sweet. Tesla's coming out with the truck. Electric, lots of gas. Yeah. Okay, when I saw the Tesla truck.
Yeah, it was terrible. I like the idea that they got bullet. I mean, I don't know if you really want a bulletproof truck.
It wasn't bulletproof.
Isn't it?
No, well, yeah, it is. The windows weren't.
Oh, no, not the windows. Yeah, not the
windows.
The
dude threw a base.
He's like, oh, watch this. Breaks it.
It breaks. Okay. Like,
But I mean, I like the idea of it, and it's strong. I heard. It, I mean, I've seen it. I mean, well, I haven't seen it, but I heard.
Yeah,
it
looks
fast.
Like it looks like an 80s zombie apocalypse vehicle.
Okay, do you think it's ugly, or yes. Do you think it's only ugly because we've never seen anything like it?
No, I've seen it in an 80s movie, so I think it's
what
ugly.
What are you, where?
Like zombie apocalypse movies, you know how the angle, the way the car is angled, so
I
zombies
it just
can't
looked
like
a little kid was drawing it.
Like that's exactly.
Like it's just like a pretty basic truck.
You must think that kid is artistic, huh?
No. Like, I thought that was me. That
car.
Actually was me.
Like, I drew that.
No, I mean, I like, yeah, like I said, I like the idea. I mean, it's fast. It can pull.
I mean, it's
strong. Yeah.
I didn't bother watching the, I've only seen it through memes. The
it just doesn't
the window
look right.
Breaking.
It doesn't look
but,
right.
But,
like, their semi-trucks. Have you seen their semi-trucks? I mean, that's like 2 years old. I just recently seen it. Like a video of it someone showed me.
Describe it to me.
But it looks that looks cool.
Oh yeah,
that looks really cool. It's like silver. Like that one. That looks like that one looks nice. The truck though, I think they could have done better.
Yeah,
they could have done much more better.
Yeah, I mean I think what they said Elon Musk designed it himself.
Yeah, I think he was just going for like whatever. People are gonna buy it too.
Oh yeah, dude. There's
the
already...
ATV. They got an ATV on it too.
They've already
but it's
done
cheaper.
The pre-orders.
It is cheaper than like most cars.
That's
like $400,000.
What
I think it is, or maybe
40 or
400. 400.
The car is $400,000.
I think it might be less. But 300. That, I mean, compare that to something else, it's cheaper.
To what? What are you comparing it to?
Well, I was comparing it to Lamborghinis and stuff. But I mean, I guess yeah.
Okay, because I was about to say like I'll go down to a used car lot. I can get a car for less than $10,000. I don't know what you.
Okay, I guess that's true. Yeah.
I can get a new car. No, $400,000. Yeah, no, I can get a new car. You know, a nice car for like $60,000.
Yeah.
But $400,000 for that.
No, yeah. Well, I think it's $400,000. I might be wrong. I don't want to be, you know, saying. It's just.
Yeah, it's not set in stone.
Lot. Yeah, it's a lot. I hope. I mean, I think it'll be kind of cool to see it. In person?
In person, yeah.
I don't think I'd own it.
It reminds me of an unfinished Batmobile.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a Batmobile. You know what?
The unfinished Batmobile.
I bet you, but I have a feeling that's going to look nice if it was black.
Ooh, matte black?
Or what? Yeah, matte black, all blue.
See, like, if you painted that truck matte black and you put like machine guns on the sides of it.
That would look kind of cool.
That would look clean because that's the Batmobile.
It would look, yeah, it looks, and you lowered it a little bit.
You lowered it a
little. I think it's going to
look
clean. The light in the front, it's like a big like strip. That looks nice.
Oh, the bar light?
That looks really cool. But just the design of it, that just looks weird.
Yeah, man, it is. It's, I don't know what they were thinking when they made that.
Tesla has good cars, good looking cars. It's just not really. I like to hear the car, you know, like I like the sound of an engine. That would be a cool car though if you were trying to commit a crime.
A Tesla?
Yeah.
Or
it's gonna be scary when cops have Teslas.
What about a Prius?
No.
And Priuses are quiet.
Yeah, but they're not fast. Think about this. I always bring this up. If you had a black Tesla, I'm not telling anybody to go out there and do this, but if you had a black Tesla, turn off the lights, and you just so happen to just speed by a cop, he wouldn't be able to see you. He can't hear you or see you.
You think so?
I think so. Unless his lights were on.
But then, yeah, so I'm assuming his lights will be
on. But unless he was trying to catch somebody on the freeway and you're just going, I guarantee he wouldn't see you. It would probably pull up on his thing saying this guy, but who's going 300 miles per hour? You can't see it and you can't hear it.
Okay, but you're not going to go 300 miles an hour.
No, I know. I'm just, you're going to be going pretty fast.
Yeah.
If there's no cars.
But then here's another problem. You can't see the road.
Which one? Just
remember what happened when we drove to LA?
Oh yeah, that was fun.
And then we turned off the light for like 2 seconds. That was pitch black. We couldn't see nothing.
But that's at least then you know it's a straight road.
So I guess.
You know the worst that could happen. I mean, unless you'll even start to hear your car just kind of get off.
Ugh, no.
But nah, yeah.
I wouldn't spend money on a nice Tesla just to do that though.
Do you like Tesla? Do you?
Yeah.
Would you get one?
Would I? Yeah. You know, back to California again. But California is one of the few states that has a lot of charging spots for it. California, I think New York and...
probably LA.
That's in California.
Oh, is that what you... Oh, okay, my bad.
California, yeah.
I was just thinking you were saying... Okay, yeah, you're right. I had to bring it for it.
Bay Area?
Yeah, I thought you meant Bay Area, New York.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Bay Area, LA area, Orange County. I think they have a lot of charging spots. A lot of... Oh, what do you think about the electric scooters? Have you ever gotten on
I've
one of those?
I've never had one, and I ever rode like the ones you see on the street.
Yeah,
no, I never used it. I wanted to, but
I've used it once, man. It's pretty awesome. It goes about 15 miles an hour.
But you got to pay for it. I was like, nah, forget this. I thought it was free.
Well, no.
I've seen them a lot in the city.
Yeah, the city has it. When I used to do security in Oakland, they had a lot of those.
Is
all
it cool?
Over. Yeah, like I said, it goes about 15 miles an hour, and it doesn't sound fast, but bear in mind you're not inside of a car.
That's true.
And, you know, the wind is blowing in your face, blah, 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 blah. You know, well, then a motorcyclist is like, oh, it's not that fast. But I don't know. I feel like 15 miles an hour on a scooter.
I mean, if you really don't want to walk.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Especially, imagine trying to get home on a rainy day.
But
you got to walk, you got to take that scooter. Which one you got?
I'm going to take that scooter.
Boom. Yes, sir.
But it kind of makes you look kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of geeky.
I feel like I'm too big to be on a scooter.
You definitely can't ride no scooter or a motorcycle.
You could probably ride a Harley.
No, I think you're too big for a Harley.
Or what are those called?
A chopper?
Chopper, yeah.
I think that would be a little better because you kind of like sit. But even then, like your shoulders are too big.
I know. Imagine me on a moped. You know what those are?
Those little weak ones.
You sit on it.
Those little ones. Boop, boop. Yeah, those are like. I could actually see you in one of those.
What? You can see me in that?
I can see you in one of those. I don't think you should be on those. I can't see you on a Harley at all.
I can see you on one of those.
I can't see you at a Harley at all.
On a Harley?
No, I can't.
I can't?
No, you can't.
Do you remember how I looked in school when I came in a bike?
Yeah. Dang. Used to be. And the bike was kind of small, too. But see, back then you weren't that big.
I know.
So it looked normal. But even then, you would look kind of weird on a bike.
Yeah, dude.
I can't believe you used to bike to school.
I know. Those were 28-inch tires, too. Those were like the biggest you can get at a Walmart.
I know. I remember you were telling, you were like, look, oh, you see my tires? They're I was like, okay.
Okay. They're big.
Cool. I mean.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was like 28 inches on them. But do you still have that bike?
No, dude. Remember,
what happened to that?
So I was biking to school one day. Now, we went to the same school together. We went to a private Christian school. I was biking uphill because it was all hills to get up there.
Yeah.
And I guess my heavy self just bent the pedals.
Oh, what?
The pedals bent. Yeah. Because I was trying to bike up there, and then I just felt like, and then
dang,
I was like, what the heck? And I looked down, the pedals, instead of being straight, they were just bent.
Yeah.
And the more I tried, like,
did you start going backwards or?
Well, no, because I was still pedaling, but I started freaking out because I'm like, oh man, I really bent these pedals. And then I kept going up the hill, and then and it kept bending. I'm like, okay, no. I should get off. I got off. So I got off, and then I walked the rest of the way to school. No, so that bike was done. That day I took it downhill, but it was more brakes.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just brakes going downhill, honestly.
I remember I biked up there one time.
Mm-hmm. That was
for summer school.
Exhausting, huh?
That was tough. Mm-hmm. It was fun going down.
It's fun going down the hills because there's like three big hills that you bike down.
Yeah, and the worst part was like it was a summer, so I was going up and you know, there's other people biking around. You know, there's a lot of old white people.
And they're looking at you.
And then, so I'm biking up there, and I'm, like, doing pretty good. And then I got tired, so forget this. I started walking. That same old white lady crossed me. And I was like, oh, heck? So I started,
competitive with the old grandma.
No, I wasn't going to do that. And she was sitting down the whole way. I was standing up, like, you know how you stand up the whole way.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
She's got that special bike, man. I don't know.
Oh, she had the gears on one or something.
Maybe she's just been doing it for so long, man. She got like super strong bike legs.
I wasn't gonna do that. I was like, no, forget this. It's not worth it.
No, I've honestly debated. I really want to bike again, man. I miss that. Like at my weight right now, it's hard to find. Like me, I'm around 290 right now.
Yeah.
So to find a bike, most bikes weight limit is like 250.
Yeah, so that's not you. You need a hoverboard. That's what you need.
Hoverboards have even smaller, less weight limit. I think it's like 225, 230.
Okay, well then you need like a.
I just need a. Custom bike that can hold your weight, but the problem is those things, it's like.
Cost a lot?
It's like getting a. It's like putting a really big down payment on a car. It's like, we're talking at least like $3,000.
What?
Yep. That bike store in El Sobrante.
I've seen that.
Yep. Those bikes are like. Between 3 to I think 10 or 11,000.
Dang, that's crazy.
And at that point, it's like for us, it's like, well, I'm not trying to bike that much, you know.
That.
I might as well just get another or a new car or something like that.
Or just get yourself like a. Yeah, dang, that's crazy.
I know.
Well, then yeah, you gotta think. I mean, you don't really see a lot of big.
Yeah.
People on bikes.
300 or almost 300 pounds on a bike. I wish, though. I really do miss biking, man.
You wish you would be normal.
Yeah, I wish I was normal sometimes.
You wish you were smaller.
Hey, man, over these, like I said, these past 2 weeks, I've been sick. Man, I think I dropped like maybe 12 pounds just from being in bed all day.
Yeah.
Eating maybe one meal a day.
That's good. Fasting?
No.
Intermittent fasting, I see you.
Intermittent fasting is more like accidentally fasting.
Because
I'll be in bed all day. I'm like too tired. Like I was just sick. I'm coughing. That's how I got my ab workout in. Coughing over and over hours a day. Man, that. And I was barely getting any liquids. I think I drank like a water bottle a day.
Yeah, now I'm feeling better now.
And, you know, to put that in perspective, when I'm not sick, when I'm exercising, I'm usually drinking about a gallon of water.
Okay.
Which is about 16 bottles, I think. No.
Yeah, it is. Should be.
Eight bottles. It's about 8 bottles of water.
Let's look that up right now.
8 bottles of water. 16 ounces is one water bottle. And then 4 bottles is 64 ounces. Man, we're embarrassing ourselves in the math right now.
You know,
I think I'm pretty sure it's 8 water bottles. That's what it is. So in perspective, I'm supposed to drink about maybe 8 water bottles. Oh, you looking it up?
Yeah, let me see. For example, if the water bottle is 16 ounces in size, then 8 of these make up a gallon. Yeah.
Yeah, see? 8. Yeah. Oh, college. No. But yeah, so 8 of those, you know, I'm drinking 1/8 of what I'm normally supposed to. So the whole 2 weeks, I'm really dehydrated. Right now, I'm hungry right now. Like, I think my appetite's coming back now that I'm better. And it's just all catching up. All the meals that I miss, I want to eat it now.
You're about to go to Panda and
For like a fun little tip for those who want to meal prep their meals, this is what I've been doing. I go to Panda, and I buy a party sized tray of teriyaki chicken.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yep, a party sized tray. Now, you know, it's not just for me; it's for my family as well. So that thing will probably get knocked out in like 2, maybe 3 days, but. If you're by yourself or if you and a significant other are trying to, you know, meal prep together, that's a good way right there.
A party size.
How much is that? It's like 40,
I didn't even know they have party size.
It's like $45, but it's like, It's a whole, you know, you see the chicken on the grill?
Yeah.
All the chicken they cook, now. All of that is a party size. But all after, of that goes in the party size.
But after a day, it loses its flavor, doesn't it?
I mean, that's what the sauce is for.
You still got the sauce?
They gave us like a small tub of sauce.
Oh.
But for me personally, I try to avoid the sauce. Just, you know, it's extra calories. You know,
yeah.
But
you don't care about that.
Well, I want to be a little more aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really be a pretty 300 pounds.
So you're not out there getting the Popeyes chicken sandwiches.
I am late to that trend as well. I had my first Popeyes sandwich, I think 3 weeks ago, a week before I got sick.
What'd you think?
Okay, so
it's not up to the hype, but it is good.
When it's fresh,
it's good.
That thing's delicious.
I know.
Like, it was so juicy. I'm not even going to lie. I'll give Popeyes its credit, but I'm not going to lie. After that, though, it's mediocre. By the time I got to the second sandwich, it wasn't as fresh. It wasn't as
second
hot.
Second sandwich? How many sandwiches
did you get? I bought three of those.
What?
I bought three of those, man.
I got filled off of one.
Right before I went to the gym, I went over to the Popeyes right here by the gym, about 2 minutes away. Went to the drive-thru. It was around 11 o'clock in the morning, so it was empty. No one's at Popeyes in that neighborhood anyway. So I got three chicken sandwiches, sat in my car, and I ate.
You didn't like it?
By the time I got to the third one, it was mediocre.
Well,
I would rather
fries? See, that's what you
want.
You
need the fries?
You need some fries.
You gotta have fries?
You can't just
have
three chicken sandwiches? You wouldn't go to Chick-fil-A and just get three chicken sandwiches?
I would if I had the sauce.
Okay, see, you need sauce in there. You gotta put the blackened ranch in there.
Blackened ranch?
Blackened ranch.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know. It's just some sort of...
It's just blackened ranch.
It's just blackened ranch. I don't know what they got in there, but it's good. Oh, whatever they got in there is good.
I guess I'm gonna have to try it out.
Yeah, it's good. Trust me. And I like Chick-fil-A. I'm not trying to say, but...
Yeah.
Popeyes.
Oh, I also found out you could buy 8-ounce tubs of sauce at Chick-fil-A.
What?
Instead of getting like the little packets of sauce that you gotta eat, like, you know, at Chick-fil-A, you go through like 4 or 5 sauces.
Uh-huh.
Or you could spend $2 and they give you an 8-ounce tub of Chick-fil-A sauce. And you can eat that. That heightened my experience by far, because I just got an 8-ounce tub. I was able to dip my whole burger in there, all my fries. You know, I was able to eat all of that.
No, and
I still have leftover sauce.
And I always save my sauces. I always go in there. I'm like, Mom, let's take these sauces.
Yeah.
Always taking all these sauces.
Next time, just buy 2 tubs of sauce. Use one for when you're there.
How do you just go, hey, just I would like to buy your sauce.
Just ask for the 8-ounce tub.
The 8-ounce tub.
Yeah, folks, if you go to Chick-fil-A, instead of getting 20 sauces that you know you're probably going to lose later in your car or just forget to bring with you, ask for 8-ounce tubs. it's just like a little tub, 8 ounces of sauce.
That's crazy.
Man, I bought 2, one to take home, and then one to use
One for the gym bag.
And I had one for the gym bag. That's my, I mixed that with my pre-workout.
Can you do that? Is that the only place you can do that? I would do that at McDonald's.
Ooh, hey, McDonald's barbecue sauce.
I've been trying to tell people.
McDonald's has, as far as like burger joints go, McDonald's has probably one of the best barbecue sauces.
Yeah. I don't like the burgers, though.
I like them. Okay, this is what you got to do. See, I'm helping you with food right now.
Oh, yeah, man.
You
I'm
go
starving.
To McDonald's, right?
Uh-huh.
Get a McChicken.
No.
Wait, hold on. Get a McChicken. Add a slice of cheese. Dip that baby in barbecue sauce.
I don't know, but I got tired of them. Honestly, I don't like the McChicken that much. I don't even...
That's because when we were in college, that was our diets after the gym.
Straight... Nah, that was yours. Mine was Jack in the Box.
What? Oh, yeah. You lived right there, too.
I love Jack in the Box.
Man, because it's a...
But McDonald's has, like, great... But you know what?
Hey, that's when we used to bike to the gym,
that's
too.
That's true. Right after the gym.
Our thought was, man, we're biking to and from the gym. That'll burn the calories that we eat at McDonald's.
We deserve this.
Yeah, little did we know that was not the case.
It was going to catch up.
So, you know, your boy here, he would eat 3 McChickens with cheese, a ton of barbecue sauce, a large fries, and a sweet tea, thinking that, man, I did good to burn all this off.
That's crazy. And we were still pretty good, though. We would come to the gym every day.
We would go to the gym every day, and we would have basketball practice twice a week.
Yeah, so it helped out.
So we're not running. Doing yeah, no.
Now I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing much either.
Yeah, but, I mean, you lost weight. Just chilling at home.
I lost weight because I was sick. That wasn't my choice.
I know for a fact I would gain some weight, especially now that I know about that A-tub sauce I'm about to go.
Oh, man. Oh, you
and I live right there.
Yeah.
I live right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try it out. I'm just going to see what the reaction is. Excuse me?
My pleasure.
I was told. I know, they're super nice.
It's like, my pleasure. You won't have better customer service as far as restaurants go.
I wonder what they're at, like, right after they clock out. Man, forget this.
I'm tired of it. I hate my life.
Exactly.
Take that. Paycheck, though. No work on Sundays.
How much do they get? Oh, that's true. They don't work Sundays.
I think Richmond, or not Richmond, the Bay Area, at least minimum wage is at $15 an hour.
Or not all of them, are they?
Or if that's not the case, then at least the Chick-fil-A's that I've seen start off like at 15 or 18 or something like that.
That's not bad. And they don't work Sundays.
Imagine a kid, a high school kid, his first time working, making 15 an hour. See, back in my day.
But they're always busy, though.
Yeah,
so you, that's true. You do got to work.
You know, it's, I mean, you get your money's worth.
Yeah, I guess it do.
But man, but when I was young, like when I just out of high school at 17, I got $8 an hour. $8.25 an hour.
Where? What did you?
My very first job was a side job. It was like a Christmas tree thing. Basically, we loaded up Christmas trees.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So.
I thought you were talking about the other place with the suits and everything.
Oh, no, no. That too. That was also $8 an hour. Yeah, my first three, I guess, yeah, you could say jobs. My first three jobs were all around $8 an hour. It wasn't until my first job at a health food store in Richmond. That one was $9. Ooh, big price, big money right there, huh? And, but after that, man, like now we're hearing $15 an hour.
$18. Yeah, that's only here. I think that, is that the minimum, is that... I think in the city it goes up a little bit more.
The city should be a little more. Or I think at the city, the minimum wage is 15.
Okay, yeah. And out here it's probably like 12.
Yeah, out here it's like 12, 50, 12 something.
Yeah. Which is, if you start enough, not bad.
Yeah, it's not
Chick-fil-A,
bad.
We're trying to get you some workers. Mm-hmm. Send me that sauce.
I'm trying to help you all out, Chick-fil-A. Give me a tub of sauce, brother.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, guys, that actually went a whole lot longer than we expected. You know, we came in here with just one topic. You know how it is. One topic leads to 20. About
That lady, free that lady. She didn't do anything wrong.
What?
She didn't kill anybody. She just wanted her sauce.
She just wanted her jelly.
That's all she wanted.
But anyway, guys, we'll catch you on another episode. We are currently working on... I'm trying to get the John Dan podcast into a YouTube platform. We're working on getting a little studio. We're working on getting, the camera, mics, laptop to, we have most of that. We just need a place to do it now. So, wish us luck, guys. And we'll come back to you with another episode, hopefully by next week, guys. So we're logging out. We'll see you guys later. Have a good day.